Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina and Izzy with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane Tool Library, which is currently being hosted by Metro Arts, is in need of a new home following environmental pressures from the 2022 floods. The not-for-profit organization collects secondhand items for usage by the Brisbane community, which otherwise would end up discarded in landfills. The library has contributed to the degrowth movement with aims of downscaling consumption and helping locals to save money and space in their homes. Listeners who know of a new suitable location are encouraged to reach out to the Brisbane Tool Library.
Fire ant nests found in Burpengary East have promoted protection against native wildlife. According to Moreton Bay Regional Council, immediate action has been taken by the Council's Environment Offices and Biosecurity Queensland. Mayor Peter Flannery says locals should remain vigilant to the ants who have an aggressive nature and should report anything that seems suspicious.
In national news, following the announcement of a $200 million shortfall in TAFE funding, the funds have been cited as vital to improve the housing crisis. According to the New South Wales Teachers Federation, TAFE New South Wales still receives the same $1.8 billion in funding it received under the last Labor government in 2011. New South Wales Teachers Federation President Angelo Gavrielatos says New South Wales struggles to reverse skills shortages that are vital to rebuilding New South Wales after the recent pandemic and current housing crisis.
In international news, a trigger warning for this next one as it contains violence and death. Moscow has rejected UN aid to the Kharkovska Dam death toll rises despite being urged by the UN to act in accordance with international humanitarian law. Denise Brown, UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Ukraine, says aid cannot be denied to people who need it. The death toll has risen to 52, with more than 11,000 people facing evacuations after flood waters across southern Ukraine and Russia destroyed homes and farmland. Russia has been accused by Ukraine of blowing up the Soviet-era dam.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is also in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.